Maybe let me start by putting things into perspective. There's a difference between Madlanga, because the Commission of Inquiry, a truth-seeking commission, and the court of law in terms of how they handle evidence, for instance. WhatsApp messages. Let's talk about WhatsApp messages.
Yes.
In a court of law, what normally happens is the telephones will be confiscated, like it happened in Madlanga. But in Madlanga, we are seeing only one side. There was a message is coming from or extracted from General Khan's phone. But in a court of law, they would have confiscated both Saeed and Julia's cell phones as well. Why do they do that? To make sure that the messages are authenticated. They want to see the originality of the messages. And that can only be done by a digital forensic expert, meaning there's someone who's trained to do that, to extract the messages. And once they have started whatever they want, now there's a difference between a WhatsApp message and a message that came through as a screenshot. That also was authenticated. Now, how do you authenticate a screenshot? Therefore, you must get the original sender of that message, and that gadget as well must be confiscated, get those messages. Then you compare the messages. Then from there, a digital forensic expert will then write an affidavit in terms of Section 212, subsection 4 of the Criminal Procedure Act 51 of 1977. In that statement, that forensic expert will then say, this message is original, it has not been altered, it is correct, and it can be linked to the communication between these two individuals. Now, that is very important when it comes to investigation of WhatsApp messages. But as I said last time, WhatsApp messages can stand in court as evidence. They are admissible, provided they conform to certain requirements. Now, yeah, you're talking about a politician, although politics are not my area of expertise, but I'm going to talk about the criminality point of view. You have a politician who is in cahoot with the likes of General Khan and then Mr. Said. Now, there's no law that says I cannot be a friend to so and so because that person is implicated. But what is key is how do I then relate to that individual? Am I also getting involved in their criminal activities or I remain impartial? He's just a friend. I keep it like that. That's very important when it comes to this situation. But like I said last time, it will be very important that Julius Malema must also be given an opportunity either to submit a comprehensive affidavit, because the affidavit that is submitted is just a touch and go. Or ideally, he must appear before the commission so that we can hear his side of the story. There's a rule that normally in law they apply is the Audi alteram partem rule, which basically says every story has two sides.
So what should the focus be, Doc, or should we ask, is the focus one of the two or both? Because the WhatsApp messages give us an indication that there appears to have been a coordinated plan through Mohammed Sayed to have former Inspector General of Intelligence to have this Inspector General removed. Is that the focus, or is it the fact that this confidential, perhaps case information, was shared with Julius Malema that he was not entitled to, or is it both?
The way it appears, it's like there is some sort of a plan which was orchestrated between General Khan and the leader of the EFF. But these are just allegations as we speak now. But it looks like there was that plan. That's why they even called their relationship a quid pro quo kind of a relationship, because there's a give and take. I give you this, you give me that. Then in this instance, General Khan made use of, according to the allegations, Julius Malema in Parliament, and even prepared questions that will be asked in Parliament when Dr. Dindwe appeared. Those questions were meant to trick him, but they were not meant for, you know, they were not in good faith. They were meant to trick him so that he would lie in parliament and so that that will necessitate his removal from his position. So it looks like there was that kind of a relationship. The commission was trying to determine there was whether there was a corrupt relationship between the leader of the EFF and General Khan. And I think they will get there. I just hope that General Khan can recuperate so that he can be, you know, someone to appear before the commission so that they can ask him these questions in person, because interrogating an affidavit is not that easy because you can't probe further.
So at this point, the Commander-in-Chief of the EFF, Julius Malema, has submitted an affidavit to the commission wherein he said that the evidence that allegedly implicates him is extracts of communications between Khan and Syed. So is that an inference? It does not implicate him directly because he was not directly involved in this communication. And he went on further to say he cannot confirm, Malema that is, whether these extracts are perhaps a true record of the actual engagement or whether it is authenticity. And I think that infers and perhaps implies, Dr. Matabula, what you were referencing. So obviously, if these were screenshots, now we need to get a forensics expert who digitally has the acumen to look into whether or not where can we trace the screenshot to. Was it originally part of a WhatsApp chat between Khan and Syed? Because according to Julius Malema's affidavits, he's saying, but this directly has nothing to do with me.
But that is true. Like I said last time, that here you have General Khan, we have Syed in the middle who has been used as a conduit, then you have Julius on the other side. But you don't see messages flowing directly from Julius to General Khan or from General Khan to Julius. We are seeing messages passing through Syed. So it will be very important that they confiscate his gadgets, then they extract those messages. I hope they could find something. If they don't find something, again, that's not a problem. But that is very important before they can come to a conclusion that there was that corrupt relationship between General Khan and Julius Malema through Syed. That's very important.
So now, would the focus, Dr. Matabula, would it have to be on investigators ensuring that certain standards are met? Because now we need to retrieve cell phone data and WhatsApp messages. You know, people have this capacity after 24 hours to have their chats cleared, etc. So this will be a process because this is literally going back now to 2020 and 2023. So extensive authentication would now be required.
You remember when General Mkhwanazi appeared before the Audit Committee when he said, even if you delete your messages, there is a software that can be able to extract those messages. Even if they were deleted 5 years, 10 years ago, there's a software that can do that. And the same Julius Malema asked that question to the now suspended National Police Commissioner, whether there is a software of sort. And General Masemula said, actually did not give an answer, said no, he was not going to give an answer on that one. But there is a software that can do that. So whether messages were deleted 2020, they can still be able to find those messages, extract them, and present them to the commission. It's just a matter of time. But I think wherever they are, something in their mind has to click to say, this is what they need to do if they want to prove whether there was a corrupt relationship between the two.
So many analysts are of the opinion, Doc, that this is not the beginning of the end for the Commander-in-Chief of the EFF, Julius Malema, because this could essentially, through a proper process, it could vindicate him. Others are arguing that he could possibly be in a position where there are perhaps certain entities trying to taint his reputation and perhaps for him to become a or maybe the fall guy.
I don't know, but I think here we are looking at facts, because the commission is all about finding facts and make sure that those facts are credible. That's what they are doing. And so far, we've seen WhatsApp messages and screenshots showing his name, showing that this was between himself and Khan, even though there are allegations, but these allegations must be tested. And to test these allegations, I think it would be fair for him to appear before the commission so that he can be asked questions. And the probing part of it is very important, because that is where he can either be vindicated, or he can either be in serious trouble. We don't know. But I think that is key.
Essentially, time will most certainly tell. Dr. Matebula.